And so we just quiet down. And we're focusing on our breath. So focus on the inhale. And when you breathe in, just know that you're breathing in perfect love. And there's so much divine energy in our air. So we breathe it in. And when you exhale, just imagine that, like Puff the Magic Dragon, you're breathing out this black smoke, which is your program, your story, your past. You're letting it all go. Breathing in and out through the nose, breathing in love, and breathing out fear. And as you sit here breathing consciously, thoughts will come into your mind, but that's okay, don't fight them. Like passing clouds, just watch them, observe them, and focus only on your breath. And you can feel your chest rise as you inhale. And you can feel your lungs contracting as you breathe out. And the breath is our wonderful tool that calms us in mind, body, and spirit. Breathing in love and breathing out yesterday, last year, your childhood. With every exhale, you are entering deeper into the mind, taking a journey into the mind. And as you go deeper and deeper and deeper, you're able to come to a still point, where the only thing that exists is real, which is your God self. And so with every breath, we fall deeper into our mind, down, down, down to a place where there is just perfect stillness. And as we take this journey inward, we are letting go of concepts and ideas and beliefs, desires that keep us attached to the body, body thoughts. The journey inward is a process of letting go of these thoughts, body thoughts. Like the silent observer, we simply watch our mind. Like the Buddha, in quiet stillness, we watch our mind. Breathing in love and breathing out fear, falling deeper and deeper inward. And when you know that you are one with God, a feeling of joy will overcome, overtake you. You'll just feel this sense of joy welling up. You'll know when you have reached that still point because because you suddenly feel joyous, peaceful. And in this quietness, in this simplicity and serenity, imagine that the aura around your body is pulsing like a heartbeat. And it can be any color that presents itself to you. Just allow the color to present. It's pulsing like a heartbeat. And you're still from the silent, quiet point of stillness, observing the mind, the thoughts, with no attachment. But you do see with your spiritual eye a beautiful aura pulsing around you. And you will notice that your aura begins to blend with your brother, with your sister beside you, until we together are sitting in a ring of light. And this ring of light is pulsing. It's a beautiful ring of light, and all the colors are blending. It's like the aurora borealis. It's gentle, powerful, healing. And from this still point of grace, I invite you now to think about those in your life that are in need of healing. Someone dealing with an illness, perhaps it's yourself, physical or mental illness, someone suffering with addiction, and place these beloved brothers in the center of this circle of light. And with these beautiful brothers and sisters in the center of this ring of light, we also see divine physicians with hands of glory superimposed over doctors that deal with them and heal them in this physical life. We see divine nurses, divine healers from the celestial realm standing with our beloved ones who are suffering. And we breathe now to the pulse of gratitude, for we see a healed brother, a healed sister. We see their minds healed that their bodies might follow. We send a pulsing light of gratitude to the divine healers that are joined with us in this circle of light, in this ring of light. We see standing around this circle of light legions of angels. Their hands outstretched, their palms facing toward you from the back of your head. And they too are pulsing and beaming rays of light into you, adding to the pulse of love, adding to the pulse of healing. And the beautiful, beautiful ones that stand within this ring of light begin to smile. They feel the grace. You're calling forth health. You stand for health and healing. You call forth in them abundant thinking, and they smile. They smile, for you are a miracle worker. You are here to hold healing for those that are afraid of sickness. And with these legions of angels behind you, above you, below you, in front of you, and with the divine physicians and nurses and healing aids with us, all part of God. Health is possible because health is real. Health is real. And we choose to serve God by holding health for those who believe in sickness. We choose to hold truth. And so, dear God, we are ever grateful that you have given each and every one of us the power of a sound mind. The sound of Om. The pulsing sound and light coming from the galactic center. You are all powerful, God. You are wonderful, God. You are the divine healer, God. And with this power, I am humble. I am humble. I am grateful. Breathing in love and breathing out sickness. Breathing out all sickness. In whatever form sickness appears, we breathe it out and we breathe in perfect health. And with that, visualize above your head a golden ball of healing light. And as you breathe, feel this light entering in through your crown chakra, opening your mind that all things are possible with God. This light illuminates every cell in your physical brain, bringing calmness and stillness. Feel this light moving around inside of your brain. It connects the right and the left hemisphere, which brings you ever more deeply into a state of balance, equanimity, stillness. And this light scans your brain, looking for anything that might be abnormal within your physical brain. and it heals. It heals your physical brain of any abnormalities that you may not even be aware of. And on your next breath, I want you to breathe in, thank you. Thank you. And allow the light, this beautiful golden ball of light, to enter into your third eye chakra. And it moves into the pineal gland, which has been so calcified by your acidic thoughts. Calcified because of toxic food, toxic environment, and this light goes to work. And it breaks up the calcification of the pineal gland so that you can see truth. I am not the body. I have a body. I am spirit. The light scrubs away the barnacles of acidic thoughts that cause you to see duality. Thoughts that bring judgment and separation. You're not seeing straight. You are light. And like a supernova, the light lights up the pineal gland, the hypothalamus, the pituitary gland, and it scans these glands for any abnormalities, and it heals and it takes away anything that does not belong in these glands. And on your next inhale, I want you to breathe in, thank you, thank you. Gratitude brings grace. Grace is of God. And this beautiful golden ball of light moves into your throat chakra. And it's working now with the thyroid gland and your cervical spine. And it's scanning this thyroid gland and your spine, the cervical spine, for anything that should not be there. And with the power of light, it dissolves all darkness. Light is truth. It opens your throat chakra. Light gives you permission to be honest and to speak truth, to be truth. Light says there is only one choice, and that is love. There is only one choice, because you are not the body. And when you identify with the spirit that you are, there is no choices to be made. It is done. It is done. The thyroid gland, like a little butterfly, radiates light. And no matter what they say, radioactive this, radioactive that, the only power is God. All power is of God. There can be no sickness where God is. God is health. On your next breath, inhale, thank you. Thank you. This golden ball of light goes down, down, And this light pulses now very strongly because your heart needs healing. Your heart has been broken. It has been wounded. You carry a lot of grief and sadness in your heart. But the only power is light. Light is love. Light is God. See this light traveling through the chambers of your heart. You can almost hear the swishing of the blood moving through the upper and lower chambers of your heart, moving through the mitral valve so smoothly and beautifully. And you imagine now your entire circulatory system with all its veins and arteries, and the light is traveling through, lighting up every one of these veins and arteries, like super highways of light running through your entire physical body. Your circulation is at peak performance because of love, because of light. Your entire heart is surrounded and pulsing to the beat of light, perfection. The circulation reaches the tips of your toes and the top of your head, carrying the blood flow and the chi to nourish you. Breathe in, thank you, thank you. Your heart. And if you go deeper into your heart, you will see an altar. It's a little altar. And on this altar is a burning flame of love. The Adam Kadmon, the divine spark, the perfected you. It's a burning love. And at this moment, I invite you to place your hand on your heart. And feel the divine in you. Feel the omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent I am that I am right here, right here, right here. And you are breathing, thank you. How would you like to use my life? You belong to no one. You belong to God. Breathing in, thank you. You rest your hand back in your lap as this light now moves down into the solar plexus. And this light has a lot of work to do. It moves into the liver, this liver of yours, holding on to anger, holding on to your past. Heating you up, firing you up, the liver working so hard to detoxify. And this light moves through the liver and it's looking for anything that is abnormal, any growths, any hardness, any abnormal cells, and it is blasting them away because all power is of God. It moves into the gallbladder. And if there are any stones in your gallbladder, that light blasts them. The bile that runs through the bile ducts becomes liquid light. The gastric juices in your belly are liquid light. The pneumogastric nervous system connecting this solar plexus. All of these nerve endings light up. There is a calmness that comes over your stomach. It is giving you the capacity to digest your life, to assimilate the information coming into the second brain of yours. Thank you. And that which you are resisting causes gastric. But with God, all things are possible. We allow this light to scan your stomach and your pancreas, blasting away anything that doesn't belong. And you're breathing in gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. If you have any pain anywhere in your body, be grateful for it. It is a wake-up that you don't have enough light. More light is needed. More forgiveness is needed. Feel your solar plexus completely relax with this beautiful light scrubbing away in the liver, the pancreas, the gallbladder, the adrenal glands, all of it cleaning you. This light now is ready to move down into your sacral chakra. Life force. Restore our life force. And this light is scanning, if you're a woman, your uterus, fallopian tubes, ovaries, kidneys. For a man, it is scanning your prostate. It's working for you. And it is removing what does not belong. Fill this chakra with light. And where you feel weak, it makes you strong. Where you feel depressed, emotionally stuck, it brings you peace. It's nurturing and healing. And you're breathing in gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. See this light. And on your next breath, this light moves into your root chakra. And this light now is lighting up your skeletal body. See yourself as a skeleton sitting on the chair. Bones. Bones. Bones of light. Bones of light. And running through the bones is your immune system, the blood moving through. Flowing, flowing like rivers of light. This light is moving into your teeth, your hair, your nails, healing you, healing the physical. This light is illuminating your program. It wants you to look at your program, your beliefs, desires that keep you stuck, concepts, attachments. It lights up your program and brings into your space your projections, because it loves you and wants you to know that everything in your space is your projection. It's a projection of your program. With God, all things are possible. This light moves into the Kundalini, which is coiled 3.5 times the base of your spine. Use your beautiful imagination and see this kundalini unspiral. And like electricity, it moves up your spine, moving through 33 vertebrae, reaching the top of your head and back down, flushing out of your energy channel blocks. Just flushing you out. And you're breathing in gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. And now I want you to look at yourself. Look at yourself. You are light. You are light. Your liver is light. Your kidneys are light. Your bowels are light. Your rectum is light. Your eyeballs are light. Your nostrils are light. Your tongue is light. You are light. You are light. You are light. Light heals. Light is love. You are love. You are love. You are love. And if you've reached that small, gorgeous, still, sweet point of everything God, you should be feeling blissful. 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 And when you walk as light, on earth, you are powerful. And as light, you have the ability to connect. Egos don't connect, they separate. You're light. You have the ability to connect no matter what is showing up. You are a light worker. You are a miracle worker. What a wonderful duty, what a wonderful service to Gaia, to the Mother. What a wonderful service. And so we smile now. Your smile is light. And when you smile, you light up. And when you smile, you make someone else light up. Breathing in love and breathing out love. Now there is nothing to fear. You're inhaling love and you're exhaling love because you are light. And you just take the next few minutes. Allow whoever wants to enter into your mind's eye that's in need of your light, of your love. Just let it all happen. Let it all come to you. Placing your left hand over your heart and your right hand on top. Just put all those people in your heart with you. They're all you. Every one of them are you. And you're breathing in love and you're breathing out love into the heart. And the heartbeat of love continues to pulse with whomever is with you here and now. I surround you in the holy light of God. I surround you in the holy light of God. Together we say, I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am not different from God.
I am not different from God.
I am truth.
I am truth.
I am love.
I am love.
I am Sat Chit Ananda.
I am Sat Chit Ananda.
Amen.
Amen.